Are you all set with your plan for the 2025 planting season? No? Well, you're not the only one. Ryan Harbison, sales account manager for AgriLiquid, had this to say last week at Commodity Classic.
Probably 50% of the people coming through don't have that plan locked in yet. For whatever reason, they haven't got there yet. But it's kind of that time of year where we've decided, hey, it's time to start really thinking about this. So soil fertility is going to be a big thing this year. So looking at that soil test that you had done last fall and starting to create that plan for this upcoming season is going to be a big deal. And doing that with a return on investment mindset. How can we get the most out of our application that we're going to make this spring?
And Harbison says AgriLiquid is there to help read that soil test and balance your levels just like they have been for the past 41 years. He's not about giving generic advice. Each farm is different. But he does recommend starting with your micronutrients to make sure you're maximizing yield potential. AgriLiquid has a product called Micro 500 that can help.
Our zincs, our manganese, boron, we can get some copper in there. But the nutrients that we don't need in large amounts in the plant, but they're still completely vital to that end yield of that plant. So whenever we're looking at that, we're just not getting as much out of the soil possibly as what we could. So we need to supplement that with some of the things we're doing, whether they're tied up in the soil. Iron's a key example. Iron likes to tie up in the soil. So that's one that's in the Micro 500 pack that we can look at to complement that zinc load that we're also putting in there to help that crop with its metabolic processes and get it off to a good start and going.
You can learn more about Micro 500 at agriliquid.com. I'm Eric Pfeiffer.